Welcome to the Diamond Girl Power Podcast. I'm your host, Kat Waldvogel. This podcast is produced and sponsored by DMB Media, LLC and Diamond Moon Boudoir. Located in Lexington, Kentucky, we are women defining beauty on our own terms. We're creating a platform for women to share their stories, life strategies, and support with other women in Central Kentucky to build a community and help women live their best lives, because everybody has a story and everyone deserves to feel good about themselves. Thanks for tuning in. This is Kat, your host, and I am really excited to welcome our guest today to the podcast. Paige Hendricks is a small business owner here in Lexington, and she owns Mystic Healing Massage, owner and operator of Mystic Healing Massage. Anyone who knows me knows what a fan I am of massage therapy, and I love the name Mystic Healing. So Paige, welcome. Thank you for coming and sharing all of this goodness with our listeners. Be sure that you listen until the end, because we are going to have some special takeaways at the end of this podcast. So hang on and listen all the way through, okay? But Paige, welcome, welcome. Tell me about your practice, and first of all, the name of your business, how that wraps into what you just take it away.
All right. Well, I did just open my first official business last October in Lexington. I chose the name Mystic Healing Massage because I wanted to incorporate my ability to help women specifically feel connected to their bodies, to know what it feels like to be in tune with their bodies, to really listen and find intuition physically within themselves, to learn how to really bring awareness and healing into their bodies themselves. And then when they come and see me, it kind of just makes the treatment a little bit easier in the session, and it just helps you really de-stress. And that is one thing that I am very focused on helping people with, because just about everybody I work on is very, very stressed, just due to the lifestyles of how we live.
Well, just being on walking the face of the earth,
yeah,
there are stressors there, whether we feel like we're stressed or not. Mm-hmm. There are things that interfere with our peace,
right,
and our connection.
Right.
And so it sounds like that's something that you are intuitive in being able to kind of tap into and helping other people, mm-hmm, recognize when they're operating in that space.
Right.
Is that fair?
Exactly. Awesome. Yeah. I've noticed that some people kind of go through their day without ever realizing, like, I'm in pain. And so then when they get on the table, they're like, wow, I didn't realize how tight or how sore or how stressed I have been.
That I've been hunching my shoulders,
yeah,
the whole time, and that we need to take a step back and really make sure that we're listening to our bodies and not taking that for granted, taking breaks.
Exactly.
So you said you work primarily with women.
Yes.
You work with men as well, though?
I will work with men if they've been an existing client of mine. I've been doing massage for over 9 years now, so I do have some pre-existing male clients. Or if I see you and you have a spouse or a family member and I've already established a rapport with you, mm-hmm, that way I just feel safer working within my own boundaries.
I'm the same way, mm-hmm, with my studio, that I work with women because I want to work with women.
Right.
Because I want to help them make that connection with themselves and empower them.
Right.
And I've got nothing against men. Mm-hmm. Men are awesome. But as a female operating her own business and sometimes being the only person, mm-hmm, present, we do have to be very, very aware.
Right.
Safety is a huge component for me, because of the kind of work that I do.
Right.
It's like some creeps who call me.
Oh, yeah.
Just want to be creeps. And I'm sure for you as well, just because of the nature of what you do,
right,
that people will put something on it that isn't just because it's body work, just right. because it's your body.
Right.
Just because these are intimate portraits, we don't sexualize right. anything.
Right.
And that is something that can be challenging to navigate, mm-hmm. even with women, mm-hmm. But mostly for women with the men in their lives.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So I fully respect, I understand that, you know, there are wonderful male massage therapists out there yeah. as well. But it's one of the things that's great about running your own business is you get to decide how you want to operate your business and who you want to serve.
Right.
And that's just okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Walking around in a female body too, you've got an intimate understanding mm-hmm. of the things that can be different mm-hmm. for a woman.
Exactly.
So your studio, your
yeah, it's a studio. I would call it, yeah.
Opened in October. Prior to that, you were working for other people, yeah?
Yes. I worked at Hand and Stone for a little while.
Okay.
I've worked at a few different chiropractic offices. And then before that, before the pandemic, I was at Massage Envy.
Okay.
So I've been doing this for, I would say, a while now. And working for other people, it's always been a goal of mine to work for myself because I knew that once I started working for myself, I could offer a skill set that I couldn't offer working at Hand and Stone.
Okay, dear listeners, I had to shut off the recording because I just had this aha moment with Paige, is that
yeah.
she was my massage therapist when I first started going to Massage Envy. It's been over 3 years mm-hmm. because when the pandemic, and as she's talking about her approach, and I'm thinking, like, I'm missing that person, this person who was so, like, tuned in, knew exactly. And I have a massage therapist that I really love, mm-hmm. but I missed that.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. So we just had, you know, a reconnection.
I love that.
I'm like, this is crazy. So it's so good to see you.
Yes, I'm so happy to be here.
I'm thrilled. That's funny. The universe works in really awesome, awesome ways. Yes. Because as Paige was talking about her approach and just that intuitive, it just reminded me of this very special therapist that I had at Massage Envy, who I had been dealing with, and I'll tell you a little bit about what I learned after the fact. I had been dealing with a lot of hip pain.
I do remember that.
A lot of hip and psoas mm-hmm. pain, especially on the right side. And there were times when, I mean, I had a hard time walking around, standing. Mm-hmm. I was in constant pain. And regular chiropractic visits, regular massage therapy was helping tremendously. But what I discovered, last year I had surgery. Mm-hmm. I had hyperparathyroidism. Mm-hmm. So that is, there are little glands on the back of your thyroid, and they regulate the calcium in your body and your blood. Mm-hmm. And I had a little tumor on one of my parathyroid glands that was throwing off my blood chemistry and telling my body, basically, go get calcium for wherever you can find it. So it was pulling it from my muscles and my bones.
Oh, wow.
So I'm borderline osteoporosis on that hip, mm-hmm. and the left hip isn't much better. But constant pain. I had lots of different tests, bone density tests, all of that, leading up to then having surgical removal of the tumor and the that parathyroid gland. And within 2 weeks, my body had reset. They did my blood work. My levels were all back in normal ranges. And I've realized, I think very specifically in the last month, that I'm like, I'm not, that's right. I don't hurt all the time anymore.
Yeah.
And, but you helped me so much in so much of that. So I can absolutely attest to, this woman is gifted.
Oh, all right. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And, just in the intuition I just remember times when I didn't even have to say anything to you, and you just put your hands on me and you knew. And I think too, it was that you cultivate such an openness after a few visits. It's like, no, this girl really, I mean, she's here for all the right reasons and knows exactly what she's doing. I remember times too, Paige, when I felt like that's not a lot of pressure. That's not, she's not getting in there with her elbow. I mean, but just stepping back and like being present for it, it was exactly what I needed. It was exactly the right pressure. And if it had been more than that, it would have been damaging. So thank you, listeners, for letting me, letting us go off on that tangent. So I want more of you talking though, because I'm just like bubbling all over. What are the things that you love most about the work that you do? Why did you get into massage therapy and what does it do for you?
Well, getting into it, I had a gap year when I was 18. I graduated high school a little bit early. So in that year, I was like, I don't know what I want to do. I thought about cosmetology because I love makeup, I love design, that kind of thing. But it just wasn't grabbing my attention like I thought it would. And I actually had a friend suggest, well, why not massage therapy? And it was just like a light bulb went off in my head. I was like, that's what I'm going to do. So then I wound up getting signed up for massage school at Lexington Healing Arts. And from the moment I started, I knew that this was the path that was meant for me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it was never like I had some.
I'm just dabbling.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I'll try this out and see.
I just knew that was what was meant for me.
A real direction and calling for you that this is something that you connect with deeply.
Exactly. And one thing that I've noticed from starting with massage therapy that I didn't know that I had was I have such a love for learning about the human body and the science of it and how it functions and how intricate the human body is and how there's so many layers to it and how healing incorporates that just through touch, just through mindfulness, just through being aware of your body and yourself. And that's what makes me feel like bright and lit up is when people like you are like, you really touched my life in a way that I didn't know that I needed, because I'm able to help people make that mind body connection of, I'm present within my body and I haven't experienced that before. So being able to offer that for women is just, it really fills me up and I love it.
And it's something that just being on your table, I can say, I would come in with a bunch of head garbage and it's not anything that you know, it's not like you're saying you got to do this. It's just by virtue of the energy that you have in the room and with you personally, that when it's the right person who that's what they need. I mean, I just like, it just made sense to me. And I felt like welcomed into this space, like, no, this is what this is for, is just to shut out everything else and connect for just an hour or an hour and a half.
Yeah. And that's my goal. I had a woman come in one time and she was like, I feel safe when I'm in here. So that is always my goal, is to help other people feel safe when they are on the table. Because I mean, it's not common. It's not like a regular thing where people have emotional releases, but it happens. Things come up when you work with the body, because stress and emotional things stay in the body. So sometimes they come up, and if I can provide a safe space for people to just acknowledge that and be like, it's okay that you're feeling that, this is normal, then I'm happy to provide that safe space for people.
I remember that too, because of with hips, there's something with hips. And I remember you saying that this might, you know, bring up some things. So is there something specifically in like our hip joints that we carry, or is it just, you know, there's stuff all over the place in our bodies?
Well, from what I've noticed is people store things in different areas of their body. You know, you've heard people say, I keep my stress in my shoulders. It's kind of along the lines of that. Hips, for whatever reason, I don't know exactly. They just store, they're like the storehouse of emotions, especially like from childhood and adolescence. A lot of gunk gets trapped in there. And it varies for every person. Some people, you know, they store anger there, or they store trauma there, or sadness, whatever the case may be, or even like physical traumas, they get stuck in the hips.
Sure.
I would say maybe because the legs are kind of like pathways, and it's said in Eastern medicine that the bottoms of your feet are kind of like exhaust pipes.
Okay.
So like if stuff isn't releasing through, I guess, like the feet, it can kind of get backed up in the hips and the low back, that kind of thing. And especially with women, you know, we've got our ovaries and our uterus, and also women that do have children, that kind of thing. There's a lot of energy going on in there.
Yeah. It's something that I think we don't talk about enough mm-hmm. as women, are the changes, you know, hormonal, mm-hmm. aging, all of the things that our bodies carry us through mm-hmm. that, you know, I'm all about, like, I just recently, I share with people that I've stopped dyeing my hair. I'm letting my gray come in. Mm-hmm. I might decide that I hate it and I decide to dye it again, but I feel like let's just let, you know, aging is a privilege.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's not just okay, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And let's celebrate the beauty of that at whatever age mm-hmm. a woman is arriving in the space that we're in. I mean, right. I just think that that's really, really important. So are there some specific things that, let's talk a little bit about like self-care. Mm-hmm. I can be a huge proponent of go see Paige because she's amazing. But are there some things that for people who are finding themselves stressed in the day and they aren't able to get to you or to whomever, things that we can do for ourselves? Is there anything that you would suggest just in like if you're sitting at your desk and you're feeling pain or you're feeling overwhelmed, are there some things that you would recommend that people try out now that they can do?
Yes, absolutely. I recommend meditation of some form to everybody. I think it needs to be included in your everyday regimen. To people that don't meditate, that may sound like a lot, but once you start getting in the habit of it, you'll realize even the physical changes in your body. So for instance, if I don't meditate for 2-3 days sometimes, I get really bad headaches. And I've noticed people with migraines that don't meditate, it's almost like pressure builds in the head physically from not releasing the stress. So the thing that I hear a lot with people is I can't get my mind to shut off. I can't get my mind to focus. And the thing with meditation, it's not about shutting your mind off. It's about learning how to be present in that moment. And presence is just being still just for a little bit. So the tips that I have are, you start to become aware of the sounds around you, or you start to count your breaths in to like the count of 5, exhaling to the count of 6, maybe doing that like 10 times. Doing little things like that to where you're really connecting with your breath is the first step to meditation and mindfulness. And we're going to have thoughts that come in. You can't stop the thoughts from coming in, but you can redirect them. So a little tip that I like to do for myself is, how long can I go without a thought? As soon as I have a thought, I restart. And while I do that, I notice like the sounds around the room, or I start to pay attention to my heartbeat or just the natural tempo of my breath, certain things that you may not be paying attention to just on a regular everyday regimen of going to work and driving your car somewhere.
Awesome. I know times that I have been specific in practicing meditation, it's a building thing. You mm-hmm. know, you start off, it's just like anything else. It's a muscle that we build. Mm-hmm. And I think as adults, I was talking to somebody the other day and I don't remember what it was about specifically, but it was like, oh, I tried to do that and I wasn't very good at it. And so I never tried again. Well, as adults, we're good at the things we're good at now, mm-hmm. right? We don't remember what it was like when you were a kid and you're learning to roller skate and you fall down all the time. And it's like, well, you're not going to get better right. if you don't practice.
Right.
And so just giving, like you said, give yourself a little, you know, let's see how long I can go. Mm-hmm. Let's be realistic at the start of it.
Right.
That a couple of minutes, if you've never practice meditation mm-hmm. is a big step.
Right.
It's a big thing. Mm-hmm. Are there any, and it's something, so many of us are working from home now, mm-hmm. or if you are in an office, you might have an opportunity to step out to your car. You might have noise canceling headphones or something where you can create a little bit mm-hmm. of space for yourself mm-hmm. in your work environment. Are there any tools that you would say to help somebody who's never done that mm-hmm. before?
If doing breath work is not your jam, I always recommend just do like a 5-minute guided meditation on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Bare minimum. At least you'll have some guidance, somebody telling you like how long to breathe for. It'll help you refocus your mind. Another thing that I really enjoy doing is if it's like a nice day, just like notice the breeze, notice the sun. Notice the things around you to where that is enough for you to really be present in your moment because life moves so quickly. Yeah. So just being able to pause in that moment and enjoy the sunshine or, you know, listen to music that makes you feel calm in your body, just things that make you feel peaceful and present. I feel like there are many tools that you have around you that you can use that a lot of people may not be aware of, like meditation and peacefulness is actually very simple. We just have to find what tool works best for each person.
Right, because it's not one size fits all.
Correct,
right.
Yeah.
I love that. That's really wonderful. What do you see as you're working with your clients, as you're helping them through this journey? I mean, again, I can speak to my personal experience, mm-hmm. but what do you see as some of the biggest benefits, the biggest wins for people for, you know, embracing massage therapy, mm-hmm. embracing kind of that mystical, spiritual, mm-hmm. the connection with being present. Mm-hmm. What are some of the benefits that you've witnessed for yourself?
I've noticed, I work with a lot of people that have chronic migraines and headaches. That would be like a main one that I've noticed people, if you suffer from that, meditation and massage is a beautiful thing for that. There's a modality called craniosacral therapy.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
It's wonderful. And craniosacral therapy is the therapist basically listening to the body with their hands. They are feeling the fluids in the body move, where there's restrictions, where there's too much movement. And craniosacral therapy offers a space for the body to just relax and be. And it's very light touch. It's not like a traditional massage, but the body responds to the lightest touch. It can even feel when a mosquito lands on you. There are receptors that feel that.
And that's, I mean, I can attest to personally, there were times when, like I said, you were working on my psoas and my hip, and it was such gentle pressure, but as we worked through the rest of the massage, I was like, oh no, that was just right. That mm-hmm. was exactly, because I felt my body react and mm-hmm. release. Mm-hmm. I used to suffer from migraines when mm-hmm. I was in my 20s and early 30s. And massage and regular chiropractic care fixed it mm-hmm. for me. And I think, too, at a certain point in my life, I had kind of a mental shift of how I was behaving and reacting and processing mm-hmm. the world.
Right.
And nobody's perfect in any of that. That's why we always call it practice,
yeah.
right? If it's yoga, if it's massage, if it's meditation, it's practice because we always have something additional that we can accomplish. So I love those helpful tips. Mm-hmm. That those are things that people can take away in absolute practicality today to do something. Just start small.
Yeah.
Set a timer for yourself. go on YouTube. There's so many guided mm-hmm. meditations. The Calm app is another thing. Mm-hmm. I've got it on my phone. Do I use it? Not enough. but there are those things that are there and available that we can tap into, that it's just all about drawing ourselves back to being present here mm-hmm. rather than all of our attention being outward.
Right. And it helps you, everyone, I think it helps people process the stress, because the stress isn't going to stop. Just have to know how to handle that. And another thing, not just meditation wise, but physically, there are so many benefits to massage where, you know, I'm warming up the tissues, I'm getting the joints mobile, I'm helping people physically have space in their body to move. Getting that Absolutely. Crud out is what I like to do.
Yeah. And if you don't move, it does yeah. stick. It right. does absolutely stick. So I think there are so many things that we can talk about when it comes to just caring for the meat suit that we walk around yeah. in and making sure that we are taking care of ourselves. And so in the future, I'd love to invite you back so that we can touch on things even more and talk about more subjects, because it really is true that you have such a beautiful calming energy.
Thank you.
And I'm giddy and just reconnecting with that, because it is a very, I believe I really do make an effort to create a certain energy for myself and mm-hmm. for my clients. And when there's disruptive energy, that's, I've had some people who have come into the studio who have worked with me, who have worked for me, that are lovely, lovely people. But if their energy is chaotic and disruptive, that doesn't sit well.
Right.
Here. I know what I was going to say. I was going to say that, you know, the old adage that like when you squeeze an orange, what do you get?
Orange juice.
Why is that?
The juice comes out.
Because that's what's inside.
Yeah.
So when you squeeze a person, if anger, if rage, right. if whatever comes out, it's because that's what's inside.
Right.
And I think that's something that people will look at massage therapy as simply a, oh, my muscles are sore and I mm-hmm. need to do, and that's great. Mm-hmm. But there's so much more to it. To that, to care of your physical frame mm-hmm. through chiropractic alignment of chakras, you know, whether you believe in that crap or not, it's there.
Right.
And I say crap lovingly because I believe in that crap.
Yeah.
But it's there. And when you pay attention to that, you notice a shift.
Right.
And I notice for myself, I have, I don't get riled the way I see some people. I don't blame them for that. It's like we all do the best we can with what we have. Mm-hmm. But it makes me like, I'm grateful that I've come in contact with the people I've come in contact with, that I've learned some of these things, and I've got so much more to learn. So mm-hmm. I look forward to maybe having you back again.
Yeah,
so we can
I would
learn
love
some
to.
More.
I would love to.
I am again, just in awe that I've been able to reconnect with Paige in my life. So, we said stick around to the end because we've got a special offer. So you want to hit our listeners with your special offer for new clients, Paige?
Yes. So I'm a new business. I'm still building my clientele. So right now I do have a special for 1 hour of massage for $55 or a 90-minute massage for $85. And the one thing I would like the listeners to take away from as to why you should feel inclined to book with me is because not only do I follow my intuition, but I'm also very science-based, and I take my passion and love for the function of the body into account first and foremost. And I specialize in pain and mobility in a way that is gentle and that works with the body, because I want you to feel like I am in tune with your needs. So
yeah, I would say from my experience, like Paige doesn't have an agenda. It's not like, here's how I do massage. And I, you know, if it works for you, it works for you. You really, because there are times when you went deep, there are times you didn't go so deep.
Mm-hmm.
And it was what I needed, what my body was needing to get back to a better homeostasis, mm-hmm. a better balance. Right. So I can be a 5-star review for you right off
the bat.
Thank you. Well, it's lovely to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us. Paige's contact information, her website, her Instagram are going to be in the show notes. And we'll also remind you of her new client offer. So if you would like to contact her, make sure that you mention that you listen to her on the Diamond Girl Power podcast. And let's help her grow her business, because I tell you, this girl's got it. All right. So again, thanks for being here. Thanks so much for listening. If you've enjoyed our broadcast, please like, share, post a review of the podcast, let your friends know, and we will look forward to having you tune in next time. Until then, take care. You've been listening to the Diamond Girl Power podcast, produced and sponsored by DMB Media LLC and Diamond Moon Boudoir. We're located in Lexington, Kentucky, and are focused on providing community, support, and life strategies to women, allowing them to live their best lives. Thanks for tuning in. Please subscribe, share, and drop a review if you love the content.